Maren Morris, my church. It's 11:14. I'm Mike Boyle. This is the restaurant show at St. Patrick's Day, St. Patty's Day. And I can take your calls at 303-696-1971. Patrick Duffy is 75 today. He's an actor. Of course, Kurt Russell is 73. Gary Sinise, that great American, 69 years old. There's a few others, but how about seven-time Olympic swimming gold medalist Katie Ledecky is 27 years old. You know, I took you through a little bit of the history of Ireland, gave you a little bit of the demographic information on it, a little bit of the geographic information on it. But, you know, the only reason I really even went there, I'm going to share a story with you that's in today's post. My father never, and I've never met my grandfather, obviously never met my great-grandfather, but, you know, he only looked it up more out of curiosity and more out of pride. But we never, ever considered ourselves Irish Americans. We're Americans. My dad is dead. My mom is dead. I'm an American. My daughter's an American. And I just think that if you want to learn a little bit about history, what's George Santayana said, that those who don't learn from history are condemned to relive it. I think it's necessary to know where you've come from. But I think to dwell on the past, I think you need to be looking forward. I cannot imagine what is constructive by calling yourself an Irish American or any other abbreviated American. I just don't understand that. In the paper today, Bent's Fort, you know what? You've probably been there. Maybe we should focus on a nice little day trip in our travel segment. A federal overhaul of Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site, a reconstructed 1833 fur trading outpost, has set off a storm as living history actors are pushed aside in favor of a more traditional museum approach. The National Park Service officials began reining back living history last fall, shifting towards a museum-like presentation that relies more on interpretive signs. The NPS consultants' reports advise site managers to regain control over the mostly volunteer history actors and their elaborate programs. The NPS wants to make sure all aspects of the history at the fort are addressed completely. And you know what this is. It gets into the treatment of enslaved people, laborers from Mexico, tribes, said the fort's new superintendent. Back in the 1980s, concerns arose when an Anglo woman played the role of an enslaved African-American cook. So once again, political correctness is taken over one of our beautiful, beautiful historic sites. 303-696-1971, if you'd like to give me a call. Yesterday, I did a show with my buddy John Keeley. John Keeley is the owner and operator for 20 years, it'll be 20 years in June, of Johnny's New York Pizza at 1000 South Wadsworth. John is from Flushing, from Queens. He's a Mets fan. He knows how to make a pizza. You know how you make a pizza, a New York pizza. You want to be able to get a big slice of pizza, heavy on the grease, fold it over, so when you're riding the subway, you could read the old tabloid New York newspaper and eat your pizza. Maybe have a little bit of juice on your hands, but not have it dripping on your nice suit as you were taking the subway to work. He makes a wonderful, wonderful pizza. But there was a space next door, and so he leased it. And last July, 7 months ago, started doing a remodel. It looks great. And opened it up as Billy's Phillies. He figured out that there was no Philadelphia cheesesteak place on Wadsworth between 470 and I-70. And so puts out a good Philly. We were there yesterday. We did the $13 Philly original or the $14 Philly with the works for only $5. And I just want to thank those of you. I mean, it's not one of our more dramatic boil meal deals where you come in, you sit down, you relax, you spend some time with your significant other or friends, maybe have a drink. But it was nice. It was just nice to see people that did take the time to stop by. And I think that Billy's is going to just get off to a nice running start. Johnny wanted to make sure that he had his guys in place. And so you're going to start seeing some more advertising. He gave me eight $25 gift certificates. And those could be used at either Johnny's New York Pizza or Billy's Phillies. So I'll be giving those. Matter of fact, you know what? I may give one of those away today between now and noon. Give me a call, contribute to the show, and we'll see if we can maybe get you one of those. But then I'll be giving those away as we go further down the line. Got a nice email from a regular listener, a longtime listener. She wanted to talk about how I explained how to shop at a grocery store. Listen, I'm not smart enough to know this. I had to be told this. But, you know what, if somebody's giving you some good information, maybe you ought to listen a little bit, right? We spend too much time talking and not enough time listening. So I'm going to share this. We're coming up on a break. I'm going to share this email with you when we come back. And I demonstrated it a little bit further this week with my own personal grocery shopping. I'm going to talk about a Mexican restaurant. I'm going to be talking about a bakery, all that when we come back on The Restaurant Show. Minutes after 11, St. Patrick's Day. Before I get into grocery shopping and a conversation I had with my daughter recently that I shared with you on the air, after putting it into practice, we've got Dana from Denver on the line. Dana, haven't talked to Dana in a while, always a good contributor. Dana, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Mike. So I wanted to let you know we're going to be having our traditional 7-course Irish feast tonight.
Six pints of Guinness and some corned beef and cabbage.
A 6-pack and a potato.
Yeah,
and
I can see the joke coming.
And we're going to have Mrs. O'Shaughnessy's 239 bean soup.
Oh.
And it's 239 because if you add one more bean, it would be too farty.
All right. Well, so obviously you appreciate Irish humor. By the way, you've seen the movie, I'm sure, Oppenheimer, right?
I have, yes.
Did you see it in a theater?
Yes, we did.
Okay, well, I the only movie I've seen in the theater since they shut down was Top Gun Maverick. So I, to be perfectly honest with you, sitting for 3 hours is just a little tough. I mean, even when I'm on an airplane, I'm up and walking around. But at any rate, I don't know if you happened to hear the show yesterday. I watched Oppenheimer this week. Did you hear me telling the story?
No, I didn't.
I figured on Thursday, already done as much shoveling as I could, done some show prep. I said, you know what? Today's the day. I'm going to watch Oppenheimer. So I bought it for $5.99 on Xfinity, fired it up, got on the treadmill, and did a brisk walk on the treadmill for over 2 hours while I watched Oppenheimer, stopped the movie, took about a 10-minute break, got a little water, got back on, and watched the rest of the movie, the entire Oppenheimer 3-hour movie on the treadmill. How's that for manic?
Well, that is called putting your time to productive use. I like that.
Yeah. I figured, I like to be outside. I couldn't be outside. It was snowing like crazy. So, anyway, what else is going on other than the Irish jokes?
Oh, I'm headed to Fairplay right now. Got to do some work up there. I'm just driving through Aston Park, and definitely more snow than we have back home, but all the roads are clear.
All right, terrific. Well, there's a couple good places along, and if you get into Fair Play, you know, you've got the historic old saloon and hotel there. One of our production guys at Salem Broadcasting has some land up there, and he likes to go up there and take his little fifth wheel and relax up there a little bit. So I know you're going up there to work, but I appreciate the call. Would you like to go? Would you like me to mail you $25 to Johnny's New York Pizza at 1000 South Wadsworth? Have you ever been to Johnny's Pizza?
No, I think I would love it.
And you can also get a Philly cheesesteak there. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll put you on hold, and we'll get your address, and I will mail that out. I've got to mail a couple gift certificates from yesterday as well, so I will get that out this week. How does that sound, Dana? I think, do you like it? Who doesn't like pizza? But New York Pizza, I really think New York Pizza does. I think they do a very, very good job. So, okay, anything else?
No, I really appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
All right, nice talking to you. And you drive safe, Aspen Park. It's a nice drive up there. Take Highway 24. All right, so, and then you bear off. You can either continue on to Divide and Cripple Creek, go south, or if you go off to the northeast, you'll go to northwest, I guess it would be. You go to Fairplay, and you can take Hoosier Pass over to Breckenridge. So, anyway, we'll put Dane on hold. We'll get his mailing address, and we will send him a $25 they don't really have gift certificates. It's a weird-looking receipt, but they will certainly honor it at Johnny's. 303-696-1971. Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I was talking to my daughter, as I am wont to do, and I was explaining that my daughter... I'm trying to figure out how to put it. You know, I've always been fairly athletic. I'm not talking about somebody that exercises. I mean, I'm talking about being fairly athletic in high school and college, competing in different things since I got out of college as I've gotten older. And so, you know, you got a lot of exercise. You ran a lot. You surfed a lot. You rode your bike a lot. So you could pretty much eat whatever you want. Remember when Michael Phelps was in the Olympics, he was saying that he ate 12,000 calories a day because of his workouts. Well, as you get older and things start to settle, you know, you can't, you know, I went to Whole Foods this week and got a 1 pound beautiful pasture raised beef ribeye steak. Well, I used to be able to knock out 1 pound of steak like it was an appetizer. And don't forget the salad and the potato and all the other stuff and wash it down with a gallon of beer. Well, those days have kind of changed a little bit. So that steak was actually two meals for me, about a half a pound each. And so I was talking to my daughter, and my daughter is a tremendous athlete, high school, 4 years of Division I athletics, triathlons. And she also studies how to eat. And, you know, you and I, most of the people that I'm talking to, when we were growing up, you know, you'd participate in an athletic event and then you'd go have a Pepsi or whatever. Well, you know, you didn't maybe know that you needed to hydrate, some of those things. So she was telling me, she said, Dad, when you go to the market, it's really easy to get some pretty good stuff. And what you do is you walk in. And you go to the right or to the left. You start where the produce is. And when you think about it, every market, Safeway in Castle Rock, you go to the left for the produce. Whole Foods in Castle Rock, you go to the right for the produce. And instead of getting some packaged lettuce, packaged salads, you get a head of lettuce. And you get some cherry tomatoes. And you get a cucumber. You know, when you read the benefits of cucumber, they're really, really amazing. And then you find a nice salad dressing that... maybe doesn't have as much sugar in it, doesn't have as much fat in it. And then you go to the back, and that's where the proteins are. And in Whole Foods, it comes up on the fish, it comes up on the meat. Then it goes through the dairy, and you've got the cottage cheese, organic cottage cheese. It's got the cheese, and some of these products taste very, very good now. It wasn't always that way 30 years ago. And then on the far wall, you always come around, and that's generally where the bakery is. And I found some sourdough bread that I cooked myself, 400 degrees, from Izzio, I-Z-Z-I-O Bakery in Louisville. God, it was really, really good. Would I rather have Stephen Bonsire make my sourdough bread at Bonsire's Dutch Bakery in Colorado Springs? Yeah, but it was really, really good. So I got a nice email from Bernadette, a regular listener. Wanted to comment on the show from a couple weeks ago. It was an episode where you explained how to shop at the grocery store. I've been shopping like that since the mid-1980s. Because what's in the center aisles? That's where the candy and the processed canned foods are and the ice cream and the cookies. I've been shopping like this since 1980s, and was thrilled to hear the words being spread on how to shop intelligently with human health in mind. And I think the thing that's really important about what she said there is you can eat healthy, still eat good, with not a whole lot of effort. When I go out, and I'm out a lot, I make sure that if I'm going to go out for a meal, then I'm going to have a salad, then I'm going to have soup. If I know that I'm going to have a steak for dinner, I don't have a steak for lunch. She goes on to say, your daughter sounds like she is way ahead of the curve. And my daughter really is. I mean, she studied this stuff. She's got all kinds of certifications and so forth. The listener goes on to say, I'm probably one of the few vegetarians who listens to your show. I was a vegan for quite a while and also active in the Vegetarian Society of Colorado back in the 90s and early 2000s. I finally reached a stage in my life where I think that everyone has to find their own way to live. I've done a great, I agree with that completely. But, you know, the enjoyment of life, she mentions that that's her priority, and that's kind of what our priority is here. We want to give you a little of information and get you out and get you to have a good time. I remember Banff. We went to a restaurant, and I had no interest whatsoever in veganism. I'm a carnivore, but you want to know something? There was a vegan salad at this steakhouse. I had it, and it was excellent. So sometimes you can just look around and find this stuff without really even trying. All right, so I understand. Okay, well, wait a second. I got an email from Ryan. I love a good Philly. Do you remember Large Marge? I missed the promo at Billy's. Would really love to try. I don't remember Large Marge, but let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, I understand we have a caller. His name is Ryan. Maybe it's even the same Ryan. We'll find out when we come back on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. Also, we've got Tom and Centennial. If you'd like to give us a call, love to hear from you on this St. Patrick's Day, 303-696-1971. We'll be right back. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Ryan in Wheat Ridge. Ryan, are you the Ryan that sent me an email about Large Marge Philly cheesesteaks? Ryan?
Mike, what's up? Yes. Hey, man, I was just wondering if you've ever heard of Large Marge's. You remember that place?
And I see your email, and to be honest with you, I don't remember it, and I've never heard of it. Where was it?
It's 38th and Kipling, or used to be. Right in that little shopping center right there.
Okay, long gone.
Like next to Domino's and wherever it used to be, or it still is, I guess. Yeah.
And they how long was it there? How long has it been gone?
Probably like a year, a little over a year, maybe.
Okay, how long was it there?
Oh shoot, I couldn't tell you that. Probably, I'm thinking like 10 years. It was there for a good bit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well,
but they had the Filipino, man. I just wondered how that compares to Billy's.
You know, like, I can't. And one of the things that I've always made a point of, Ryan, it's been sort of my mantra here on the show: food isn't to be compared; food's to be enjoyed.
Right.
So I don't get into whether Billy's is better than Large Marge would have been. I don't get into whether Large Marge is better than Taste of Philly. I just get out.
Time tastes all. Sampling. Right.
And listen, I live in Castle Rock. If I happened to be at 38th and Kipling year ago, I probably would have given Large Marge's a try. You understand what I'm saying. So, but thanks for the email. I appreciate it. 303-696-1971. Let's go to Tom in Centennial. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hello, Mike. Glad to talk to you. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Same to you, sir.
Yeah. I'd like to put a shout out to another possible saint from Ireland, and that's my I grew up in Boston, and three of my grandparents were from Italy, and my father's mother was from Ireland. Her name was Catherine Payton, and her first cousin, which I guess makes him my third cousin, is Father Patrick Payton. And I'm sure a lot of people haven't heard of him, but he was called the Rosary Priest. And he's pretty famous, actually. He, the 40s and 50s, he was way ahead of his time with, he basically went around the world preaching the Rosary. And, in fact, he coined the phrase, the family that prays together stays together. I don't know if you ever heard that.
And you know what it cut out. What was the phrase again?
The family that prays together stays together.
I like that. I like that. You know, there's been some pretty extensive studies that families that have some sort of a religious foundation generally do better than those without. And so I didn't know that your third cousin, whatever the relationship was on your family tree, but I think that's pretty cool. And Boston,
yeah,
folks,
cool, yeah.
Boston has a big Irish community. You know what? One of the things, I hope you understood my point. I've had people say, oh, Michael Boyle, you're Irish. I'm an American. And it sounds ticky-tack. It sounds...
I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah. I am an American of Irish ancestry. That doesn't mean that when I go to Boston, I don't go to the Black Rose and drink about 100 Irish coffees. But the point is that I think that the common denominator that we need in this country, I don't want to be preachy here, Tom, but I think the common denominator is that we're Americans, and we ought to all be pulling on the same end of the rope, regardless of our differences. And, you know, you saw it in World War II, you saw it on 9/11, when the country would actually come together, and now we're at a point where everybody in politics especially tries to fractionize the population. And I personally just find it, I don't find it productive. That's the way it is.
Right.
So, but
well, it's funny.
Boy,
I was going to interrupt you, but you know, I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and we lived right in the city, section called Brighton.
And we lived in a
two-decker house. My grandparents from Italy lived upstairs, and you know they spoke Italian. But back then, people wanted to speak English. You know, so it wasn't encouraged to learn. You know, I wish I did learn from them because, you know, we'd go up and down every day. But it wasn't. You know, you spoke English. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nowadays, people don't even make an attempt to learn English.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You assimilate. And Tom, I think that your points are terrific. And thank you so much. Where are you going today for St. Patrick's Day? Are you going to go out and get some corned beef and cabbage?
The one thing I never liked was corn. We'd always make corned beef and cabbage because my father was half Irish and he was a Boston cop. So we'd always have a plate of spaghetti. So I'm more of a Italian food guy.
A Boston cop. From
My father would, you know,
Ireland. I mean,
he was Irish and Italian.
Imagine, you know, if you look at, I bet you if you look at a roster of the Boston cops, half of them would be named Murphy and the other half would be named Shaughnessy.
Oh yeah,
did you hear my first hour, Ireland hour?
I was listening to it. Yeah.
I don't know.
I went to Ireland. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You went to Ireland. Go ahead.
Yeah, I took my daughter was into, she just graduated college, but we were about 6-7 years ago. She was into horse jumping, so she was working at a horse breeding farm there. So I took her over, and then my wife and son picked her up 6 weeks later. Anyway, when we went there, we went to visit Father Payton's place. He was in County Mayo. And,
okay, sure.
I mean, Ireland is just the most beautiful country. So we drove all around the whole But it was funny, we pulled into, he's got a whole complex there. He was, they have an auditorium, they have an old folks home, they have a church, you know, all dedicated to him. And, you know, it's interesting. He knew Bob Hope's wife and Bing Crosby's wife. They kind of sponsored him because he was into movie productions and all. It's an interesting story. But anyway, like James, the first movie James Dean was in was one of Father Peyton's productions, believe it or not.
I'll be darned. And yeah. I'll tell you, you're right. They call it the Emerald Isle. It is spectacularly beautiful country.
Yeah.
And I would certainly encourage people to go on over. And they're just, like you said, they're so unaffected. And I loved it. I loved that story I shared in the first hour for people that weren't listening. A retired Irish cop in Rhode Island said he wants Danny Boy played at his funeral mass, and if they ain't playing it, he's getting up and walking out. So, thanks, Tom, for the call. I sure appreciate it. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Let's go to, well, you know what? We're going to get to Mike and Conifer, but I understand we have Eric, that great American. It wouldn't be a show without Eric, the great American, at least making an appearance. Eric, welcome to the show.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, you great American.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thank you. My sister's birthday, I have to add that. Okay?
Okay. Happy birthday, sissy.
Thank you. I got a joke for you when you were talking about your great jokes early this morning.
All right.
How come the black Irishmen didn't take aspirin?
I don't know. Why?
Because they refused to pick the cotton out of the bottle.
You can get away with telling that joke, Eric. What a wonderful, wonderful contribution. Thanks an awful lot, Eric. You have a great rest of your day. You enjoy your sister, all right? 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Folks, we need more humor. We just need people to smile just a little bit more. Let's go to Mike in Conifer. Mike, welcome to the show. How's everything up there in Conifer? Haven't seen you in a while, buddy.
Yeah, well, I saw you yesterday. It was right at the end of the Billy's Phillies.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all good. I raced down. I'm going to confess, I was driving 80 miles an hour on 285 all the way down to Wads, and then I turned and headed over. I made it 5 minutes inside the bell, and then I got five Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and I dropped four of them off at Rooster's, which is a barbershop over in Belmar. For the ladies over there, and I kept one, and I ate one, and it was really good. I'll go back. That was excellent. In fact, I saw on their menu they have patty melts, which are my favorites. So I got to go back and try one of their patty melts.
Well, wouldn't today be a perfect day for a patty melt?
Oh yes, yeah, perfect. Yes,
patty melt, yeah, so Irish folks. Yeah, patty.
I am a descendant. Yes, no, it's all good. I'm a descendant of Polish people. I am an American. And I am a Polish descendant, and every St. Patty's Day, I went to a Catholic grade school, I would wear red instead of green, just to be
You know, but Mike, don't you agree with Tom and Centennial, who can trace his roots back, and Eric, who is a great American, but he's black, and you know what? I think the common denominator, whether your family's from Polish or from Poland, I think the common denominator is that you're American now, and you're here because this is a wonderful country. It's the land of opportunity. It may not be the land of equal outcome, but it's the land of equal opportunity, and I just think that that's important for people to remember. Mike, the music tells me I got to take a break. I appreciate the call. Good seeing you yesterday. And thank you so much for being thoughtful enough to take Phillies to the ladies at the barbershop. We'll be right back to wrap up the show, the restaurant show. Right, we're just about out of time here on the restaurant show. Every Saturday, 10 to 1 in Colorado Springs. Every Saturday afternoon, 3 to 5 in Denver. Sunday, 10 to noon, we do a simulcast. It is Selection Sunday for March Madness. The CU Buffs are 24 and 10. They played in the championship game yesterday for their respective conference and got beat by Oregon, a team that they had beaten twice in the last 10 days. So the automatic selection of winning the conference would have gotten them in, so we got to keep our fingers crossed there. Major League Baseball starts this Wednesday and Thursday with the Dodgers in Seoul, Korea, taking on the San Diego Padres. Always nice to have baseball starting again. Got some great events coming up next Saturday. I'm going to be doing the morning show, the Colorado Springs show, at Papa's Italian. They're right off Northgate and I-25, right across from the Air Force Academy by the Bass Pro Shop. Got some great specials on pizzas, garlic nuts, and wings. Dine in or take out. We had a huge crowd there in December. We're going to have another one next Saturday as well. After that, I know that Longboard Tacos, where we were last week in Colorado Springs, is doing a crawdad shrimp and crab boil. That should be fun. It goes on until about 4 o'clock. Sunday, 1 week from today, I'm going to be at the Black Eyed Pea in Castle Rock. It is the only Black Eyed Pea of their eight that does breakfast. And I asked Steve, I said, gosh, you know, so we're going to do an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet next Sunday for only $7.10, as in 710 on the AM dial. It'll be a little bit different. It'll go from 9 to 11, even though I don't go on the air till 10. I'll be there broadcasting from 10 to noon, but it'll go from 9 to 11. I think it's great. I can get there at 9. I can have a nice buffet. I can greet and seat, pass out newsletters, hug the ladies, kiss the babies. And so I'd love to have you come out. That will be next Sunday. Information is on my website at mikeboyle.com. The 30th in Colorado Springs, Golden Flames, Hot Wings, and then 2 weeks from today is Easter Sunday. And so if you are going to go out on that day, it is one of the busiest days of the dining year. So I would suggest that you make a reservation. Also, between that, on the 27th, on Wednesday the 27th, will be our March Restaurant Show Book Club. That will be on Wednesday the 27th at the View House Centennial at 1 o'clock. We have got a great author visiting us named Jeffrey Stevens. He's got a couple books out. They are political thrillers. We've got a couple of other surprises. We've got a couple of other books to talk about. We'll order lunch. That is on Wednesday the 27th. We've had a couple of new people. Vanessa, we got your email. We're looking forward to meeting you, having you at the event. So if you'd like to join us, everybody's welcome. There's no fee, dues. We have a private room, and you do order lunch, whatever you'd like to have at the View House. But we got people from Colorado Springs, people from Thornton, so it really is nice. So to recap, Saturday at Papa's, Sunday at Black Eyed Pea, Wednesday the 27th at the View House for the book club. Pardon me. The 30th at the Golden Flame in Colorado Springs, and 2 weeks from today is Easter Sunday. I'm leaving April 3rd for Cancun with 30 listeners. Got a great group of listeners. And I am going to take baseball equipment to help set up baseball programs for the kids on the Yucatan. If you have any used baseball equipment, bats, balls, gloves, or catcher's gear, I would love to hear from you. The View House Restaurant, of course, which also has the My Neighbor Felix concept, they opened up a restaurant in downtown Denver at 22nd and Laramie. You might want to check it out. It's called Wonder Yard. One word, Wonder Yard. And, boy, you take a look at those plates. I'm going to get down there hopefully this week and check that out. I went to, at the recommendation of a listener, on Park Meadows Drive, a location that's turned over a few times, is now called Mariachi Loco. And it's kind of right behind the Sam's Club. And I went there. I had the Berea Tacos, and, you know, Berea Tacos, the taco company in Parker, the office in Castle Rock, Los Dos Potrillos with their, what is it, six or seven locations. They're really, really good. I went to Trestles, had a grilled chicken bowl, visited Neater's, stopped off at India's. They're doing that wonderful, wonderful lunch buffet. Get in there and check that out. I tried a couple of other acai bowl places, but I'm out of time. So I'm going to have to just, you're just going to have to join me next weekend, okay? So send me an email if you'd like, mike@mikeboyle.com. Check out my website at mikeboyle.com. The out song is Zach Brown's Toes. I've got my toes in the water, my butt in the sand, not a worry in the world. That'll be me in about 2.5 weeks in Mexico. A cold beer in my hand. Adios. Vaya con Dios. Goodbye. Go with God. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, life is good today. Yeah, life is good today. I'm Mike Boyle. This is the Rest of my show.